Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. You're hearing this on 12-ounce sports radio for the very first time around. Then, if not, you're hearing it on the podcast or on the website, allsportsbest.com. I'm here with Trey Johnson, a defensive back for Villanova, looking to impress some scouts on Pro Day on March 23rd. Trey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I want to start off today just by kind of getting to know you a little bit more and kind of like where you got started at. And that would be, you know, if you could start telling us about what it was like growing up in Florida.
Oh, Florida is a great place, man. It's beautiful, sunshine all the time. And, you know, I came here around second, third grade. I actually moved around a lot when I was younger because my dad was in the military.
Okay.
You know, shout out to the Navy. So born in Charleston, South Carolina, moved to Georgia, moved to Puerto Rico. Moved back to Charleston, back to Georgia, and ended up in Tampa. So,
wow.
You know, I've been here ever since, and enjoying the weather, enjoying the people. You know, the Southern hospitality is something that's really, really real down here. You know, everybody's real friendly. Everybody speaks to you when they see you. You know, it's just a great environment to bring up your kid in and to raise a family, and I love it down here.
Absolutely. So I got to know, who got you started with football, and what was it that convinced you?
One of my best friend's dad actually convinced me to play football because I started playing basketball first. You know, when I came to Tampa, my friend Tony, shout out to Tony too, but, you know, he came to my basketball team, and he had already been playing football, but I had never played. So, you know, we played that basketball season, and he was like, bro, you should come out and try and play football. You know, and his dad talked to my dad, talked to my parents, and they were like, all right, you know, we'll give it a shot. And I just went out there, you know, and I played that year, you know, had a lot of fun, and then ever since then, you know, I've been playing basketball and football. And then kind of, you know, my senior year of high school, I was just kind of like, I'm going to focus on football. That's when it was just like, you know, strictly football at that point in time.
So what made you decide on that? Was it based on skill? Was it based on the time you were having, the enjoyment that you were kind of getting out of it?
It was more so skill. But okay. Like, you know, when it comes to basketball, those people are like 6'8", 6'9". You know, I'm not that tall, so... You know, I love basketball, you know, and I always will. I feel like I always have a love for it. But, you know, football was what I was better at. And I also had a love for football. You know, it's not like I didn't enjoy it. You know, I had a lot of fun anytime I kept step out there on that field. And I still do have a lot of fun. So, you know, football, it was a more so skill, but definitely I still loved it.
We'll still get you out there in the NBA celebrity game at some point in time. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, man. I'd love to go out there and get a few buckets.
You got to tell me, what was it about Villanova that attracted you to play in Pennsylvania?
There was a few things about Villanova. You know, first of all, the guy who came down there, the coach who came and recruited me, you know, he was real heavy into my life, and he was somebody who I kind of saw as a close friend, you know. So he kind of convinced me to go up there, and then, you know, not only him, but also the academic side of Villanova, you know, the fact that they see success as something that's going to happen no matter what, you know, whether you're successful in your athletic field or you're successful outside of your athletic field, you know, you're always going to be able to find success. And Villanova is something that breeds success, especially with their network that they have within, you know, businesses and everything like that. So, you know, after talking to my parents and talking to different people kind of around, you know, my circle, you know, I figured that Villanova was the best place for me. And then also, you know, along with that, one of the major things was that all the other schools that, like, recruited me, they were saying I was too small, saying that, you know, I'd have to come in and redshirt my freshman year and I wouldn't be able to, you know, take the toll. And that was something I knew that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to redshirt. I wanted to come in and play, you know, or at least battle for a position. You know, and Villanova was one of the schools that gave me that opportunity. They knew that. They told me that, you know, I had an opportunity to come in there and try and get a starting spot. And that's what I went in there and did.
Did you make any big connections that today are going to, you know, help you in your future business-wise? You know, because I know you said that it was a big part of your academic decision to go there and athletic decision. Were there any connections you made that you're probably going to have for the rest of your life, maybe outside of teammates?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I met Joe McCoy. You know, there's actually Joe McCoy who actually founded the Villanova Football Club. It's like the Villanova Football Club is, you know, graduates of Villanova who all pretty much, they're all CEOs, CFOs, you know, whatever of,
wow,
of major businesses around the country. And they just kind of every year, you know, whatever the graduating senior class is, they all meet with them and, you know, kind of just give them opportunities, just kind of network with them, you know, and just kind of talk to them, give out business cards and everything like that. So I've made a lot of great connections, you know. That's something that I'm really happy with. You know, the academic side of Villanova is below none, you know what I'm saying? I definitely think it's one of the best in the country.
Absolutely. So you moved to Villanova. It's a big change in probably climate. Obviously, you know, just there's a lot of things that change up. What were the biggest adjustments that you had to make when you moved there?
And the biggest adjustment was the climate, 100%. You know, especially with me being a Florida boy, I never had to go through an actual winter, you know.
Wow.
My idea of cold is completely different now. You know, when I come home, I'm down here, people are like, oh, it's cold outside. And I just kind of look at them like, bro, you don't understand what cold is. So, you know, that was my first time seeing snow up there when I went up there. So, you know, it was just kind of getting used to that and, you know, getting used to the people also, you know. Yeah, I don't want to say people are less friendly up there, but I think it's just more so that, you know, down south people are just so much more friendly that, you know, it was something I had to get accustomed to, you know, get accustomed to the people and how everything moves up there. And up north, things are a lot, you know, more fast paced. You know, Florida and down south is seen as like a laid back kind of environment, but it's not like that, you know, especially up in Philly and like New York and those big cities like that. You know, you gotta be on the move. Everything is go, go, go. So that was something that I had to get accustomed to and learn how to do.
What would you say was your favorite moment in Division I football?
Favorite moment in Division I football, man. Probably my first interception. I caught a pick against Townsend in the end zone. They were going in to score. The quarterback tried to throw a inside post to the slot receiver. And I was at safety, and I just kind of baited him in throwing it, and I slipped right underneath it, caught it. But, you know, that was something that I really enjoyed. It was a long time coming. You know, I had a few opportunities before then, but I didn't capitalize, and it was nice to finally be able to get it.
And you said this was against Clemson?
No, against Townsend.
Oh, Townsend. Okay, I got you. Very cool. I got to know, what are the most insane fans that you ever played in front of? Most hype, you know, most electric fan base that you ever got to play in front of, maybe outside of Villanova?
Most hype fans. It was probably James Madison, man. James Madison fans are always real rowdy, you know, especially with they have streamers that they throw. You know, whenever they score, whenever they have like a super huge play, they throw streamers all over the place, and they're out there just trying to hit you with the streamers. They're not throwing them around. You know, they're throwing them on the sideline. You got to look up and make sure you kind of duck for cover. So that's something that was real fun, and you know, I always kind of enjoyed going into another team's environment and kind of going in there and playing against them. You know, that's something that I just kind of like, going into enemy territory behind enemy lines type of mentality.
James Madison made a mess all over their field every single game, is what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. They throw it onto the middle of the field, into the end zone, into the bushes, onto the sideline. Wherever they see the opposite color jersey, they're trying to hit it with some streamers.
What was Villanova's fan base like inside the stadium and outside?
It was decent. You know, it was a lot, especially the big games. You know, we had a lot more turnout, you know, like homecoming and like the first home game, which is like you get all the freshmen, they get to run out and like kind of lead the team out. So that's a real nice tradition that we have. And, you know, the playoff games, they were always real rowdy for those ones. And, you know, the tailgating is nice. They just like when I first came there, we really weren't allowed to tailgate. There was because of the Radnor Township, the township that surrounds Villanova.
Okay.
They were kind of against, you know, students drinking and all that type of stuff. But, you know, they've loosened up the grip, you know, and the tailgating has actually been a lot better these past few years. You know, my junior and senior year, you know, they get real rowdy. And we have, like, the new catwalk that we do before the game where we get to walk through the fans, like, who are tailgating. So that's a lot of fun. You know, you get to see, you know, all the parents, all your peers, all your students, you know, and everything like that. So it's real fun to just kind of walk through them and get you hyped for the game. And then, you know, go in there and go out, and then you see those same people in the stands, and you have the urge to, you know, make them proud. So, you know, that's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. What was the best football stadium you played in throughout your career?
The best football stadium I played in? I don't know, man. Probably the Eagle Stadium was real nice when we played Temple.
Really?
So the Lincoln Financial Field, that was real nice. Also, when we played Pittsburgh, that was a real nice stadium. You know, the Steelers Stadium, Heinz Field. I enjoy playing on grass fields. You know, I like grass fields more than turf fields. Right. So, you know, those two stadiums were real nice for me, especially, you know, not only because they're NFL stadiums. You know, that's something that's incredible. You know, just not everybody gets that opportunity to be able to step into an NFL stadium. Hopefully I get that opportunity a lot more, you know, within these upcoming years. But, you know, that was something that I'm real proud that I was able to achieve.
You experienced a season-ending injury at one point in your career in college. What extra hunger did it take for you to reach where you are today?
Man, it took a lot out of me, you know, especially, you know, when it first happened, because I was actually getting prepared for the season, you know, going through spring ball and everything like that, when I found out that I had completely tore my labrum.
Wow.
So, you know, kind of just all of a sudden, you know, I felt like my whole heart was just ripped out. You know, all of a sudden you think you're getting ready for this incredible season, and they're like, yeah, you're not going to be able to play at all. So, you know, that was something that, you know, was tough on me. You know, I slipped into, I don't want to say slight depression, but, you know, I was real down on myself. I didn't really believe in myself. I kind of felt worthless a lot of times. But, you know, just talking to my family and talking to, you know, my circle, and just having the people that love you, you know, implement that love on you, even when you can't give it to yourself, you know, that's a really, really big thing to have in your life, you know, and I'm blessed to be able to have it. So that was something that, you know, they implemented that, and then it just made, when I was finally able to, you know, start actually working out and kind of being able to do physical activities, it created a whole different hunger, because I realized what it was like to not have it.
Right.
You know, not be able to do a bench press, not be able to curl, not be able to really even do anything, you know. So when I was finally able to do it again, I realized I got to give it my all every single time, because, you know, one day I might wake up and I might not be able to do it anymore. So, you know, I got to love it while I can.
Right now, your focus is training for Pro Day on March 23rd. You are, you know, putting in workouts multiple times a day. So, you know, can you tell me a little bit about your daily routine?
Yeah, daily routine is, you know, wake up, eat a quick breakfast, you know, maybe some cereal, some oatmeal, like cook some eggs real quick, you know, eat that, and then drive over to the to ASPI, the facility, and we go out to the field first. We do either field work, you know, we'll do like some 40 starts, you know, work on the 5-10-5 or L-cone. Or we'll do like DB drills or whatever your position specific drills are. And then, you know, work out on that, work out on the field for, you know, a few hours, and go inside, you know, we eat lunch, you know, we might have some film that we watch, you know, watch ourselves run our 40s, you know, critique that. Or even, you know, sometimes we have NFL vets come in there and we go over NFL film, you know, go over different coverages and different things like that. And then after that, you know, we have our second lift, whether it be upper body or lower body. And we lift that, and then, you know, we have recovery for after that, and then, you know, head home and just kind of relax and just, you know, take a mental break, I guess you could say.
Wow. So
we do it all over again.
A lot of work goes into this training, obviously. And you said, you know, earlier when we were talking, that your workout times are a lot easier. They're almost cake compared to what you used to have to do when you were playing actively in college.
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially right now, you know, it being the winter, you know, where we have winter workouts, you got to be there at 5 o'clock. So, you know, you're waking up at 4:30, 4:45, rushing over to the stadium, getting a quick change and getting it in, you know. So as opposed to waking up at 5 o'clock, you know, I'm waking up at 7 o'clock now, so, which is a lot easier. You know, that's a whole 2 hours of nice REM sleep. So, you know, it's definitely something that's a lot easier. Well, not easy, but, you know, it's definitely something that's not as hard as before, you know.
Right. What training do you feel like has helped you to feel more and more confident about making an NFL camp?
Just kind of, I'd say everything in general, you know, not to be generic, but I just feel like my entire body has completely, you know, increased. You know, I put on 10 pounds of straight muscle. You know, we actually, we did at ASPI, they have this cool machine where it does your whole entire body composition. You know, so I did it when I first came in, and I was first weighing 176.
Okay.
You know, and I did it again. I think it was yesterday morning I did it. You know, I weighed in at 188, and it was like it showed like you know, how much body fat you put on, how much body muscle you put on, and everything like that, where it's distributed. And mine was straight muscle. He would tell me, he was like, yeah, you didn't put on any fat. So, you know, just kind of that entire work ethic, you know, and everything just coming together. I think that's really what made me, you know, I feel like I'm ready for an NFL camp. You know, I feel like my body's ready. You know, I look like an NFL player. I feel like an NFL player, you know, and I'm going to run like an NFL player. So I feel like I'm just like everybody else, and I deserve an opportunity.
On pro day, what would you say is your biggest focus to try and impress scouts? I know you want to perform well in every single category, but if you could pick one category to absolutely, you know, stand out from anybody else, which category would you choose?
40-yard dash, 100%. I want to go out there and kind of turn heads when I run. You know, speed is something that you can't teach. It's something that's, you know, God-given and natural. So I want to be able to go out there and show all the scouts out there, you know, that's something that I have, especially at the DB position. You know, that's something that we need, because we got to have that makeup speed, and you got to be able to keep up with these fast receivers.
Who would you say you model your game after?
Who do I model my game after? You know, I watch a lot of old film when it comes to, you know, different people like that. So I kind of feel like I model my game after Charles Woodson and kind of like a Richard Sherman type of game. You know, people who are great cover corners but not afraid to come downhill, you know, make a play when they make a tackle when they need to. You know, that they play fearlessly, but, you know, they want to make a play on the ball, you know, every single time, whether it be a pass breakup or an interception. You know, they're trying to make sure that they get their hands on the ball and make sure that the receiver can't, you know, do anything.
For
and
sure.
And neither one of them were afraid to go, you know, travel with a receiver. You know, that's something that I feel like some DBs try not to do, but something that I'm not afraid to do. You know, if they have one receiver and we need to be able to stop them, I feel like I can go on any side of the field, you know, right side, left side, you know, in the slot, wherever you need me at, I can stop somebody from getting the ball.
What excites you the most about Pro Day?
Just kind of everything, man. It's been a dream. You know, it's an opportunity for me to accomplish my dream. You know, it's another step towards my dream. This is something that I've been dreaming about, you know, pretty much my whole life, you know, and just, you know, sometimes I just kind of sit and think about, you know, draft day, and I almost, you know, want to cry about it, just because, you know, the fact that, you know, I have the opportunity to be able to get drafted, or, and if I perform well at my pro day, you know, I know that opportunity will come. So, you know, pro day is just, you know, just excitement. You know, I don't want to say anxiety, because that means I'm nervous, but I'm not really nervous about it. You know, I feel confident in it. You know, this is something I've been doing my whole life. I've been playing football my whole life. It's just another test where I have to show people, you know, that I'm capable.
So I know that, you know, you're basically counting yourself out if I ask you the question of which team would you want to play for. So I won't ask you that. I know it's any team, right?
Yeah, I'm down to play for any team, man. Whoever wants me, I'm there.
Absolutely. So, and that makes a lot of sense. I figured that wouldn't be something you'd probably want to answer. But now I will ask you, what was your favorite team growing up?
The Bucks, man. I'm from Tampa. You know, I love Tampa. Everything, all my teams are Tampa. You know, I like the Tampa Bay Rays, the Lightning, you know, the Bucks. You know, everything that has to do with Tampa, you know, I love it. So I'm definitely a Bucks fan. And I've been to a few Buck games when I was younger, you know, and hearing the cannons fire, you know, everything like that, just the atmosphere, you know, that's my memory. So, you know, that's what I stick with, and that's what I love.
What team, has there been any teams that have talked to you, or have the Bucks shown any interest in you?
There's a few teams that, you know, they really haven't talked to me, but my agent has been, you know, kind of referring me back to them. And the Bucks is one of the teams, you know, and there's also a few other teams, you know, the Falcons and the Dolphins, I've also mentioned it. So, you know, it's just kind of working.
That's awesome. You know,
yeah.
Where would you want to see yourself in 5 years? If you could really pick where you want to be in 5 years, all your hard work pays off. Pro Day was an outstanding ride. 5 years from now, you know, what are some of the things that you want to either be known for, or just, you know, a place you want to be?
Hopefully I'm still in the NFL, but, you know, by that time I want to be solidified as, you know, the best cornerback in the league. You know, I want people to realize, you know, the talent and the capability that I have. And, you know, I just want to be able to be that shutdown corner, you know, like the people that have been. And, you know, I want to be known as a great character guy. You know, I don't want to be seen as, you know, people who, oh, he gets in trouble all the time or anything like that. I want to be seen as a role model. You know, someone that kids can look up to and be like, okay, I want to be like him. He didn't get in any trouble or anything like that. You know, he just went out there and grinded and, you know, put out his best foot forward. And, you know, that's something that, you know, not everybody does. So I think it'd be great to see myself there in 5 years.
Great answer for sure. I'm going to move into, okay, so we talked about football, and you've talked about football multiple times on different platforms, and you've had your interviews and things like that. So I'm going to get away from this for a little bit. I'm going to move into our random questions, and I know that you're a video game guy, so I've got to ask you, what's your best video game experience ever?
Best video game experience ever? Probably, you know, just playing Mario Kart with my brother and my cousins and everything like that when we were younger. You know, because back with the Nintendo, you know, you were able to play with up to four people. And
right.
If you had the adapter, you could even make it eight sometimes. So, you know, I got a big family when it comes to my cousins and everything like that. So just being able to compete with them all the time, you know, I didn't win every time. But, you know, whenever I caught my dub, I made sure it was known that I won, you know. So that's just, you know, a great experience and a great memories that I have.
Did you have the adapter for the eight players?
I personally didn't have it, but my cousin had it. So, you know, whenever we were at his house, we were able to get it in.
Can you even see your own little screen? Does it become like a small little square, or what happens there?
Bro, it was just so tiny, but it didn't matter, you know, because we were so close to the TV screen anyways, it didn't even matter.
And before we kind of got into this interview in the first place, you said that you would... You think, I mean, I'm not going to say that you can, but you think you would be able to beat me. So that would be a great challenge.
I know I would be able to beat you.
That'd be a great challenge to actually be able to do that. We'll make that happen at some point, hopefully.
Yeah, man, definitely.
What would it mean to you to be featured on Madden?
Bro, it'd be amazing. You know, I grew up playing Madden, and, you know, I always kind of dreamed about it. You know, me and my brother used to always talk about it, like, oh, like, one day I'm going to be on Madden, you know, we used to create players, you know, and put all attributes, all 99s, just kind of go out there and dominate, you know,
yeah.
So it's definitely a dream. You know, I used to create it virtually, but for me not to have to create it and for me to actually be on there, you know, my name, you know, my attributes, you know, my number and everything like that, you know, that'd be a dream come true for sure.
You said you're a video game guy. You know, what games are you playing right now, and are you on Fortnite?
Yeah, I play Fortnite, man. I'm on Fortnite, you know. I play a lot of FIFA, play a lot of Call of Duty, you know, Madden, of course, you know, kind of all the basic games, you know. FIFA is my go-to game. FIFA is a game that I don't lose in. You know, I'm still learning Fortnite. I'm getting better and better. Still haven't caught my solo number one victory, but, you know, I'm going to get there. You know, it just takes time. So, you know, that's just what I'm working with right now. As of lately, I really haven't had a lot of time, you know, to play a lot of video games because I also have a regular job. So, you know, whenever I get done working out, I usually got to head over there to the restaurant, you know, and just kind of start working on that.
What restaurant do you work at and what do you do?
I work at Carrabba's and I work in Carside.
Ooh.
So, you know, I just kind of, whenever there's a delivery order or a call-in order, you know, I just kind of take it in, wait for the food to get ready, put it in a bag and bring it out to the customer.
So that's got to mean free food while you're training, right?
Every once in a while, you know.
For sure. That's awesome, man. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen, and why was it so scary?
Bro, I saw the original It movie.
Ooh.
Not like the new one that came out, but yeah, the one where he was climbing out of the drain and everything like that, bro. And ever since then, I really haven't watched any horror movies. I watched it with one of my best friends, Tony, who I mentioned earlier. He actually had it on, I think we watched it on VCR, bro, to show how long ago it was. But I'm pretty sure he had it on, like, a VCR. We watched it in, a dark room late at night. I had nightmares for a few days, and ever since then, I was just kind of like, yeah, horror movies aren't my move, you know? So
so you got away from those completely.
Yeah, I usually stick to comedies and actions, man. If like, somebody wants to go see a comedy, a horror movie, I'm not going to be against it. But, you know, I might mess around and close my eyes every once in a while.
The latest movie I saw was Black Panther. Have you seen it yet?
Oh, yeah, of course. I've seen Black Panther 2 times already.
Oh, it's good. It is good. Okay, so yeah. You agree because you watched it twice.
It's a great movie.
If you could have an unlimited gift card to one place, where would it be and what would you get?
I'd probably get it at a restaurant. I'd probably like Zaxby's.
Ooh.
Probably unlimited there. Get some wings and things, you know, get some chicken fingers, get some wings, you know, whatever I want, some shakes, some Jack sauce, you know, and just kind of splurge every single time. Indulge myself as much as I can.
That might prove to be unhealthy, but hey, it'd be worth it though.
Hey man, you never know. If you keep working out, everything's healthy.
That's true. You can have dinner with three celebrities. Who would they be?
Three celebrities would probably be Will Smith, probably like Denzel Washington, and who would the third be, man? Probably a musical artist, you know, somebody. Actually, probably Barack Obama, man. Okay. I'd love to, you know, have a conversation with Barack Obama.
Yeah, that'd be one really sophisticated room. That'd be no doubt.
Absolutely, man. Sophistication elevates every single time. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, just elevate myself.
Okay, so we're going to start rapid fire. Once again, shout out to 12 Ounce Sports Radio. And also, thanks to our sponsors, Constructors Inc., Kaleidoscoops Ice Cream and More, Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Market. Are you ready for rapid fire, Trey?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. Number one, your favorite TV show.
Favorite TV show ever, SpongeBob SquarePants, man, 100%. I love SpongeBob.
Okay, that's a good one. Favorite color?
Baby blue.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh. Mint chocolate chip.
Favorite soft drink?
I really don't drink sodas, man. I drink water. Okay. Soda makes my face break out.
Gotcha. Favorite food?
Ooh, favorite food. Bro, there's way too many to pick from. Tacos.
Okay, I got you. Favorite number?
3, 100%. Got it on a necklace around my neck right now.
Ooh, very cool. Childhood memory. Favorite childhood memory?
Beating my brother for the first time in basketball in my driveway. That was a very overcoming moment. I felt like I had beat the boss at the final stage.
Oh, very cool.
That was nice.
Favorite musical artist?
J. Cole.
Favorite song that's maybe in your head right now?
Crew by Shy Glizzy's in it. Can't remember the main artist's name, but I love Shy Glizzy's verse, the way that he comes in on the song.
I know what you're talking about too. His name's something Links, I feel like. Okay, but I'm missing it. Favorite movie?
Wow.
What's that?
I said it's been stuck in my head for a while.
Oh yeah. What about favorite movie?
Black Panther.
Favorite superhero? Does that answer the same question?
Yeah. I say Black Panther is my favorite superhero right now.
Do you have a hidden talent, and what is it?
Oh, I have a hidden talent. Not really. I mean, I just eat a lot. That's like my hidden talent. Okay. I guess you could say.
So buffets.
Yeah. Favorite side hobby? Video games. I love gaming. I love anything that has to do with competition.
Very cool. Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour?
Nike.
Okay. Proudest.
Nike with Adidas, you know, climbing the ladder slowly.
Favorite player ever?
Oh, favorite player ever? Michael Vick, man. He was just electric. Ooh. I love watching Michael Vick. I had the Michael Vick cleats, the Michael Vick shoes, the jersey. I had the whole Michael Vick, you know, fit going on when I was younger. So
nice. Best Madden player ever.
100%, bro. The 04, when he was on the cover, he was unstoppable.
He was. I think he had all like 100s.
Yeah.
Favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
And lastly, favorite candy bar?
Favorite candy bar. Ooh. Kit Kats.
I got one more question for you, and this can be a little bit extended if you want it to be. Any advice you'd give to any young athletes that are aspiring to, you know, make it to where you have been, being able to play Division I and have a shot at the NFL?
Yeah, you know, just don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that tell you you're too small, you know, you're not fast enough, you're not smart enough, or whatever it is. But, you know, as long as you believe in yourself, you can really accomplish anything. And, you know, in every decision, make sure you consult with, you know, your circle. Well, first of all, make sure you know your circle. You know, make sure you know your circle is tight, you know, and it's people who want the best for you, you know, no matter what, and that they're not afraid to tell you no, or that something is the wrong choice. And make sure you consult them on every decision you have. And make sure you go with your heart, you know. Make sure you do what you love and don't do it for anybody else. You know, make sure you do it for yourself, because at the end of the day, you're going to be the one that's putting your body on the line. You're going to be the one that's going out there on Saturdays or whatever day it is, you know, putting your future in jeopardy. So make sure it's at some place you love and some place you really want to be at.
Any shout outs you'd like to give to any family, friends, or coaches, anything like that?
Hey, man, shout out to my whole family, you know, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, and my grandma. You know, I love all of them to death, you know, and I know y'all are going to read this or listen to this. So I want y'all to know that I love y'all and thank y'all for everything that you've done. Shout out to OTG Sports Management, Chris Martin, the agency, you know, thank you for setting up this interview. Shout out to ASPI, you know, the place that I'm training at in Tampa. You know, we're putting a lot of work down there, and, you know, it's all going to come into fruition in a few weeks. Shout out to all my closest friends, you know, Juice, KP, Tony, you know, all y'all been there through thick and thin. You know, I love y'all boys, and, you know, we going to get this money, man.
You just heard an interview with Trey Johnson, a defensive back from Villanova. Trey, we would like to thank you very much for being on the show, and also want to wish you the very best of luck. We hope to see you on TV very soon.
Appreciate it, man. It's a blessing to be here. You know, thank you for having this interview with me.